tournament excitement while having our favorite food and drinks. You have to try the new cheesesteak pizza and Flying Buffalo calzone.
Wow, and I didn't think college hoops could get any better.
Yeah, and the best part is the madness has already begun at Boston's. Steve? Steve?
What are we waiting for? I'm going to Boston's. First round is on me.
Come visit our location at Mill Creek or stop by our new location at Smoky Point. Boston's Pizza. Fun place, serious food.
ESPN Radio has been your official home for Major League Baseball for over 10 years.
Left field, walk-off home run, goodbye, game over!
And the 2008 season kicks off with Sunday Night Baseball when the Atlanta Braves visit the Washington Nationals.
Way back into right field, at the wall, goodbye, a grand slam home run!
The boys of summer are back, Sunday at 5 on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to North Sound Racing Radio. Please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
Drivers able to peel away just a little bit right now, but it's only about a car length, not even that much, as they come down into turn number three. Going to be Kyle Busch all over the rear, Declan, Cliff Boyer, Scott Weber in third, trying to battle lap traffic.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, Galen Stewart, Ron Bennett, Scott Ellsworth, and our two guests that we're going to bring in at this time. And those two guests are some pretty famous people around these parts. Ron Fritzley joins us, and Ron, you know, we've been on two seasons. Can he hear okay? That might be why. We'll try that one. I don't understand why he can't hear me. Can you guys hear me in there? You can hear? Can hear? Okay, good. Whew. Thought I was going to have another technical crisis there. And Jill Lang drives us. And Jill, a many-time visitor on our show over the past couple years. And, young lady, you've got a mission ahead of you on Saturday night. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait.
It's going to be cool, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, I can't wait.
You are going to be strapping into a Northwest Tour car for 125 laps on the 5.8s. You have been out on the 5.8s before. It's not uncommon to you, but this is going to be a whole different breed of cat, different kind of tire, different kind of race car, different weights, all that stuff. You're going to be able to sleep on Friday night, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. I'm just going to get in the thing and drive it.
What the heck,
you know,
huh?
I don't get into all the technical stuff, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to get in and go.
Also joining us is Jill's dad, Ron Fritzley, and it was kind of fun to listen to the story. I had to go and apologize to Ron on the commercial break about throwing him under the bus with Pete Harding, but I couldn't pass it up. But, Ron, thanks for coming up tonight.
You bet. Thanks for having us up here.
So what do you think about daughter Jill climbing into that car? I know that you are going to put absolutely as safe as possible a car underneath her, and I think she's going to be one to keep an eye on. She's not going to be finished last, I don't think.
No, I'm not going to be finished last.
Good call, Jill. Way to go.
I mean, jump in right there.
Yeah, please do.
No, I think she'll do all right out there. I told her just to go out and drive the car as hard as she can, but just drive a good, safe race. Have respect for the other racers out there, and I think just everything will be okay.
Yeah, I think she's going to have fun. Go ahead, Ron.
I just want to point out one thing.
Yes, sir.
That, we've got young Jill Lang here, and for the fans that are going to be coming out and watching that race tomorrow night or Saturday night, I want them to really watch that car because she's out there with what we call a crate motor. So she's out there with something that is 200 horsepower down from what the other guys have running.
Mm-hmm.
And the car is a little bit lighter. So when the race starts out, you're going to see her car probably not be keeping up as well as she would hope it's going to. As the race wears on, keep your eye on that car because those crate motors at the 2,650-pound weight is going to have less tire wear, and they're they're going to come on, and it's going to be exciting. I can tell you that I have a very knowledgeable friend of mine who tells me, Ron, I will bet you money a crate motor is going to finish in the top five Saturday night at Evergreen Speedway, and I'll tell you, one of those is probably going to be this beautiful young lady sitting to my right here. So keep your eye on that car. It's going to be a completely different style or type of horsepower than what you're used to seeing. And to start out with, you're going to say, boy, she's not able to keep up. Ha-ha, you watch after we do about 50, 60 laps, and the passing will start. It's going to be exciting.
We saw that at the Fall Classic, Ron, with Darren Stordahl, had that crate motor over there, and he just got stronger and stronger as the race went on, and he was very quick through the turns because of the lighter car. Jill, you kind of grew up watching your dad run on in the Tour. Did you ever at that time think that you would be in a race car on the Tour?
You know, no, I didn't. I always thought I would race, but never. No, never in a Tour race.
And Ron, did you ever envision that your daughter would be running in a Tour race that you spent so many years doing?
You know, I just never know. You know, if I ever mention anything, she's all for it. And like this race was coming up on the Tour, and she says, well, what do you think? And I says, well, you know, you need seat time. You might as well go for it. You think I'll be all right? And I said, I don't know why not. So I said, you might as well go for it. I said, you're not going to learn any other way. So you just got to get out there. And I says, you're going to be racing against a bunch of drivers that have been around a long time, know what they're doing. And I said, you just give them respect, and they'll give you respect, and you'll just be fine.
Jill, did you ever see a race where maybe somebody took your dad out that's going to be racing this weekend that maybe paybacks?
You know what? I have one in mind, but no, he's not racing this week, though. He's not racing.
I think I knew where you were going to go with that, too. Go ahead, Galen.
Hey, Jill, you know, going into the race this weekend, you know, Steve asked you some questions about is the car ready or in that kind of thing, and you act as though there's no real concern on your part. I'm curious, where do you take your racing? Are you doing it purely for fun, or do you really want to strive to do something maybe a little more?
Well, yeah, I am concerned with the car. It's just that I guess I don't know as much as some of you guys that have been around race cars for so long, but I do it for fun. But I love racing so much, so, I mean, if it did go somewhere, that would be great. But right now, you know, I like to go out there with my dad and my husband, and, you know, my mom brings the kids out, and it's fun for all of us, and we have a lot of friends who come out and watch, too. So I'm happy out at Evergreen Speedway. And, you know, like the Fall Classic, I look forward to going over there this year. But other than that, I mean, if something came up, I would do it. I love to race, so...
I got a question for Ron as well. Ron, I'm going to put you in the driver's seat for just a minute. You're running in the Tour race this weekend. There's a young lady that has been racing, and this is her first Tour race, and you see her in the lineup. What's going across your mind?
Well, I'm always nervous when she's out there. You know, it's the hardest thing, you know. I've ran a lot of races and whatever, but it's harder for me to watch her race than anything. And it's, I don't know why, but it just is. And but, you know, I've got a lot of confidence in her after last year. You know, this is her third year. Well, actually, it'd be her fourth year. And every year, I'm a little easier with it. And so I'm pretty A-OK this year watching her. So.
And Mrs. Fritzley is OK as well?
She's getting better at it, too.
Okay, good. Because that's,
you know,
important.
She won't say that, but, you know, if she'll always, you know, maybe give us a bad time at it. And then, you know, she comes around and she'll come to the races. She'll start to watch about 8 or 10 laps, then she'll go downstairs to the concession stand until the race is over with.
Scott, what do you think? How do you think the competitors are going to take to Jill Lang when they throw the green flag on Saturday?
Oh, they know because of what she's done running in a bomber and also running in the late model or super stock program last year that she's an accomplished driver. And, of course, every rookie and every first race, even if you're a veteran, that track is going to kind of come up and bite you, especially we aren't going to have a whole lot of rubber in the track and it's going to be cool. And but she's going to do all right, and they'll respect her. And Jill, I got one more question for you. To be the second woman, I know it's not the first, but to be a woman that has run only twice on the Tour in 24 years has got to be something very special to you.
Yeah, I think it's cool, and I can't believe there hasn't been more.
Me too.
But, yeah, I think it's pretty neat. I'm excited. I'm excited to race with these tour guys too, because you know, I follow the names around. I don't know many of them personally, but yeah, I follow them and see how they're doing, and so yeah, I'm really excited to be racing with these guys. It'll be fun.
One thing that you tried to do in the off season too, Jill, was trying to get in on the NASCAR diversity program. And went through that whole process. And as we finish up our time with you and Ron and Scott, talk about what that whole experience was like, because there was a lot of people that were in on that. And you were highly considered to go up a couple more levels than where you're at right now. But talk about that whole thing.
Yeah, well, a race team approached me actually last year at the Washington 500 and had a whole a 2008 all mapped out for me and, mm-hmm. you know, what I would be doing. And I agreed to it. But then, I don't know, I think things came up with their race team. I know they had a driver that was racing the trucks and stuff. And so, it just didn't really play out much.
Right.
But,
right.
But yeah, I mean, it would have been fun.
Oh,
but,
heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about, I would be remiss if I did not ask you who you've got on your car this race, please.
Please. Auto Parts, of
Thank
course.
You.
Yeah, we've got them, J&R Truck Rentals, Lang Auto Sports, J&R Motorsports, Aphrodite Hair Salon.
Yes, our guy, yeah. Tim.
Countrywide, Home Loans. We've got a good team.
You know, yes, it is. I have also always wanted to introduce you as Jill Lang, the person who is as comfortable behind the wheel of a race car as she is on the back of a moving truck.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look for any J&R Truck Rentals truck. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, sometimes when we think about women drivers, and there's only been a couple of them, like we said, she's going to be the second one around, we might have a preconceived idea of what that person is or what their involvement in it. And this young lady, we're so proud of her, and as we were of Leanne Tanner, to come on out and step up and do it. They don't fit the stereotype that maybe some of you folks have out there, these young ladies that are stepping up and becoming part of our racing series. And if you're in the area, we encourage you to come out tomorrow to the Coast to Coast store in Monroe.
Yes.
She will have her car out there. You'll be able to meet her, talk with her. You will not find a more attractive, more accomplished, articulate young lady than what's going to be driving out there Saturday night. Does not fit the stereotype that you may have in your mind about what kind of a driver we're having behind the wheel this, and what a privilege it's going to be to have her part of our program.
Here. Jill, have you met Leanne Tanner?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah. And have you guys talked about the tour at all, racing?
No, last time I saw her was over the winter. We raced a go-kart in the barn, the arena there at Monroe.
Oh. Well, she's still got the bug. As a matter of fact,
she does.
She's working real hard on Kelly to say, you know, you could build me a car too.
Yeah, I actually raced with Kelly in the dirt there. It was good.
Oh, wow. It's going to be cool. Well, good luck to you on Saturday. We'll see you out there. Have fun out at Coast to Coast tomorrow.
I will.
She is fierce behind the wheel too, and I was going to point that out to Ron. We are going to take our